With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is dismissing Ukraine's objections to being excluded from U.S.-Russia talks aimed at ending the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is unhappy about being kept out of talks between top U.S. and Russian officials. But Donald Trump criticized Ukraine for not resolving the conflict sooner and even appeared to blame Kiev for the Russian invasion.
Today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
The president said after Tuesday's talks with Russia, he's more confident a deal can be reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is signing three new executive orders Tuesday. The president signed an order implementing a presidential memorandum requiring radical transparency requirements for government departments and agencies. It will require departments and agencies to make information public as programs are canceled and as government waste is found. He also signed an order that would establish oversight functions in the Office of Management and Budget and its supervising agencies. A third executive order directs the Domestic Policy Council to examine ways to make in vitro fertilization more affordable for Americans. Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department's dismissed case against New York City's mayor goes before a federal judge today for a ruling.
The Justice Department is asking a judge to sign off on dropping the case against Adams, which involves bribery charges, saying it interferes with his ability to carry out President Trump's immigration agenda. Several prosecutors quit rather than carry out the Trump administration's orders, and four deputy mayors are also resigning over the fallout. Governor Hochul has said she's weighing removing Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Sports gambling is taking its toll.
39 states now allow people to bet on ball games, and four more may vote to do so this year. With the surge in gambling, it's going to surge in the number of people seeking help for gambling addictions, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Clergymen campaigned against legalizing gaming, warning of its ill effects on society, but in most cases they were ignored. Now churches are being called upon to help address addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians in Nicaragua. The legislature approved a new constitution that makes President Manuel Ortega a virtual dictator and gives his wife similar powers. Ortega, whose communist Sandinista party took control in Nicaragua in the 80s, would specifically be able to override all guarantees of freedom of religion. Lately, Ortega's been campaigning against clergymen who criticize his policies. Some church leaders are wary of his wife as well, who's a prominent advocate of witchcraft and the occult. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street fluttered to a record after U.S. stock exchanges drifted through a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 edged up by 0.2% to finish just above all-time finishing closing high that was set last month. The Dow was close to flat, while the NASDAQ composite rose 0.1%. Energy jumped to help lead the market after the electric company reported stronger profit than analysts expected. It joined a lengthening list of U.S. companies that have topped profit expectations for the end of 2024. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow up 10 points to close at 44,556. The NASDAQ gained 14 to 20,041. The S&P 500 added 15 to 6129. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.